USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Over 60 people had to be decontaminated after a chemical leak at a Texas amusement park. The incident occurred Saturday at Six Flags Splashdown outside of Houston. Authorities say an airborne chemical leak caused guests to experience minor skin and or inhalation irritation. 26 people were sent to hospitals for treatment. The park was closed down for the rest of the day. And the largest of more than 70 wildfires burning in the western United States has become one of the biggest in the history of the state of Oregon. The Bootleg Fire, which has been burning in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest for nearly 2 weeks, has scorched more than 280,000 acres. Firefighters say they've been able to get it 22% contained, but add that a combination of gusty winds, low humidity, and dry vegetation on the forest floor has provided the fire with an abundance of fuel. The Bootleg Fire has so far destroyed 21 homes, with authorities listing more than 5,000 as threatened. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The Centers for Disease Control say the unvaccinated are driving a new rise in COVID cases. But some health officials also say that misinformation about COVID and its vaccines are helping drive the spread. Brad Bernards reports.
With COVID-19 cases rising in all 50 states, health officials say it's clear that unvaccinated people are both driving the increase in cases and are most at risk. This is Dr. Tyson Bell, medical ICU director at the University of Virginia.
I think one thing to really discuss is the misinformation that's really out there. I think that's really been a pandemic in and of itself. The fact that people are getting inaccurate information that leads them to believe that the vaccines are either unsafe, they're not effective, or they're not necessary.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And three of the Texas House Democrats who fled to Washington, D.C. to stop a vote on Texas's controversial election reform bill have tested positive for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said this week that he wants to bring a nearly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill to the Senate floor for a vote. However, a group of 10 bipartisan senators are still trying to piece an actual bill together after agreeing on a framework. The push for a vote coming as congressional Democrats are also looking at pushing a more than $3 trillion human infrastructure spending bill through with a budget reconciliation process. Montana Senator Steve Daines says he's not sure about his support for the bipartisan measure. He tells Fox News that he needs to see the pay-fors before he can support it.
How are you going to pay for it? We are $30 trillion in debt. So we're waiting to get clarity on what the pay-fors are for the additional spending. We're also want to see what the CBO says about it. So that's going to come out here soon. But Neil, I just have to make a comment on that $3.5 trillion social infrastructure package. Neil, this is massive. This would be the largest spending bill passed over and above budgets in the history of our country. This is a massive spending bill. It's a massive tax increase. It is a lurch to the left like we've never seen before. Neil, it ought to be very concerning to every American what's going on. And by the way, it just takes one Democrat senator, one, because every Republican is going to be opposed to it. We can get one Democrat senator to hopefully bring some common sense and stop this. That's what we are hoping for. But Republicans are completely left out this negotiation.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.